Thanks. Will you all please pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, please let the Holy Spirit speak through me to share my story of your grace and how your love and mercy saved me from my stubborn and angry heart. Please give me the courage to share authentically in the hopes of encouraging even just one more person in this room to surrender, as you have greater blessings and peace for us than we can ever earn, manifest, or imagine by our own power and strength. Thank you, Lord, for loving me and my family, being constant in pursuit of our selfish hearts, and never giving up on any of us, even though we gave up on each other and you. Thank you for giving me the confidence that all this has been for your glory, that you have equipped and have prepared me for what lies ahead, and that there is hope in following your voice of truth. In Jesus' great name, amen. Aloha, my name is Julie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from codependency. Hey, thanks. My identity was in loving and losing addicts. I could be the sweetest, the hardest, the strongest, or the most invisible and forgetful girl in a room. In my teens, I became invisible while my parents' focus was on saving my big brother from his drug addiction. My brother would eventually lose his 20-year battle with heroin 10 years ago. I was a book-loving nerd, parent and teacher pleaser, but a misfit amongst my Southern California peers. I eventually ran and left home on my 18th birthday, dropped out of high school, hopped a plane out of state, and ran off to meet my boyfriend in the mountains. I believed love would rule and everything would be okay, but I became a caged bird as I tried to love his issues away. A few years later, I ran back to California and was swept away by old friends into drugs and all things feel good. Years later, I fell in love with a man who broke down the hard-earned walls of my heart that I had so intentionally built. He had children that I believed needed to be saved from a mother struggling with a meth addiction. I had a purpose, and I fought for us to be dual heroes. But he was on the road, and I was raising a family alone. Two babies later, I was tired and needed help. We moved our family to Hawaii with promises of a job transfer, great wages, life in paradise, daddy home, and dreams come true. For a bit, it was that, and my hippie heart was so content with the ocean gardening and us shining by our own power and desires. But paradise slowly dissolved into hell, chaos, and dysfunction as our lifestyle became unsafe for me and our girls. Work was scarce, and so was money. So I stepped up my game and believed I could fix everything if I just tried harder. The reality is that I cared more about being accepted and praised by this world than fulfilling the purpose my Lord created me for. My husband's brother died of a heroin overdose almost 8 years to the day of my brother's passing. As my husband sank deeper, I had to be stronger so our children and community would never be exposed to our crumbling mountain of dirty little secrets. I was angry and my world was spinning. Eventually, all the walls came crashing down. We lost our two oldest children when they went back to live with their mom. My successful and respected baking business began to fail. I was living in a miry pit, and I couldn't call my way out of it. The truth is, you can only hide behind rainbows, sunshine, waterfalls, big waves, flower lays, organic farmers, and fresh-baked gluten goods for so long before the desperation begins to have an unbearable stench. For the first time, I took a break from my children and went to visit my sister on Kauai. I knew something had to change, but I didn't know what. I had no options left, and I knew I couldn't keep living this sinful, angry lifestyle. Now what? My sister gently slid a Bible towards me. She shared the peace and hope that Jesus gave her. I had been mad at God for years, but Jesus? I began listening to worship music and reading God's word. I went on hikes and began talking to the Lord. I randomly found a trail, not having a clue where it would lead me, but talking and singing old worship hymns I had remembered. Be not afraid, I go before you always. Come follow me, and I will give you rest. I needed rest. I couldn't even breathe anymore. I made it to the end of the path, and there are not even words to express what I learned from God and what I saw. Majestic mountain peaks hundreds of feet high, lush green with waterfalls and overlooking the ocean, and I stood atop all of this, looking out over the clouds and the birds flying beneath my feet in awe. And I felt God saying, Julie, I made all this, and I made you too. I was broken and crying. I could jump and end it all, or listen, believe, and follow. In that moment, I gave it all to God. There were no other roads left to follow but his. I had tried everything, and I mean absolutely everything, my way and not his, because I hadn't stopped running for 25 years. I had been convinced that God didn't love me, but now I understood that he was the only one who knew my pain and loved me, and he created me. He created the heavens and the earth and all that we so foolishly worship instead of him, and he created and loved me. And this absolutely blew my mind. He knew the ugliness of my angry heart, and yet he still loved me. I went home and sought forgiveness with my family. I wrote a letter to my stepchildren's mother asking for forgiveness for thinking I was better than her. I shut the door on my bakery and prayed. I began attending recovery meetings, reading my Bible, listening to worship music, crying and praying. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." I knew I needed to remove my girls and myself from our sinful, toxic lifestyle. I was scared, but kept asking the Lord to show me the way. My parents were moving to Dallas and kept asking us to follow, telling of jobs, good schools, and a fresh start. Of all the places in the world, why would I ever go there? I asked my husband to consider the move, but ultimately he chose the lifestyle familiar to him and stayed. Having to protect myself and my children, I went to Dallas to be near my parents. I left with two scared, confused little girls, two suitcases, a cat, not a penny to my name, and my Bible. As we waited to board the plane, I looked up in a daze to read the back of the shirt of the teen in front of us. "Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. He was letting me know. He was with me, and he would never leave or forsake us. I had asked my parents to help find me a recovery meeting, and they found Regeneration at Watermark. We matter to God. I now find my identity and self-worth in God's great love for me and my daughters, not in winning the approval of another addict or superstar neighbor. I cannot save or cure anyone. Just as I for years stubbornly chose everything over God, I watched my husband struggle in the same way. But he is my children's earthly father and a child of God as well. The Bible tells me to love him, and that is what I am learning to do. Forgiveness. Jesus died to forgive my sins, so how can I not forgive my husband's? But forgiveness and trust are two very different things. I am learning to extend grace. As someone who is recovering from codependency, I am also learning to set healthy boundaries for myself and our daughters. I pray for my husband, and I am learning to let the Lord fight for our marriage and family. I pray for continued strength to extend grace, mercy, and compassion, and for him to know truth. I have a new life in Christ. I can be strong in silence and not nasty words of how we've been wrong or betrayed. It is not my place to judge or condemn. I can trust the Lord. We have been so incredibly humbled coming here and so incredibly blessed. I went from being a respected business owner, volunteer, and supermom to pushing shopping carts our first year to make ends meet. I now have an admin job that allows me to sleep, have insurance, buy food, and it is God who provides for all our basic needs. You laugh, but it's hard in Hawaii. I am able to pour love, faith, and the message of grace into our daughters. I spend time with the Lord, waiting and being still, because he has a plan, and I understand that I can't rush miracles. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I completed Regen, but God called me back. I have been so blessed to co-lead an amazing group of women these last 12 months. Thank you, ladies, for letting me be a part of your journey. God knows what he's doing, and I don't need to understand, but trust and be obedient. I'm thankful for everyone I've met here. God brought us out of our miry pit and put us back on his solid rock in Dallas. He took my daughter and I to Haiti to serve, and I can't wait to see what he does next. I have hope now that my husband's story, my story, our brother's stories will not be our children's. The Lord is healing hearts and redefining our family. There is hope that the family's struggle of addiction and codependency end here. We have been loved on and supported by so many of God's people. I am more grateful than I ever thought I could be, with less of what I want and more of what the Lord desires for us. What I wanted almost killed me and was destroying our family. What I loved was very beautiful, but a very dysfunctional lie. But God brought me here for safety and healing, and all of y'all in Dallas are some of the sweetest and most faithful people I've ever known. This is the first place I've ever lived where it's cool to love Jesus, and that is a glorious future and hope for my girls. I am a daughter of the Most High. I am not dirty or unworthy. He is healing my heart and making me beautiful, and I'm grateful to share this story of grace for his glory, and that you will find hope in Jesus Christ alone. He died and bled for me. He took on all my sins so that the wretched, angry, hardened, codependent superhero, but seemingly chill me, could be forgiven and redeemed with my Heavenly Father. God will never let you down or forsake you. He will make right all that we have made wrong, and he will use our mess for his glory. My name is Julie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from codependency. There is only one king of the world, and I am most certainly not. He is with us in the fire, in the storm, and holding us by his righteous right hand. Thank you.